See, I'm not a manager of this ministry. I'm a leader. A manager try to please everybody and keep everybody happy. And then when the person need to be rebuked or need to see something, they won't see it because you're just pleasing them to keep them here, to have a member, and to have tithes and offerings. You don't want that. You never want that. You want a leader who will tell you what the Lord say. Now, I'm telling you, I know many things are about to happen in the world. This transgender stuff, operating on these children, changing their sex life. Mr. Trump going to take care of all that. He's going to deal with it. I never saw a man or a woman in office stand up for the church. He stood up for the church. He said that they're putting their foot on the church. And they've been doing it for years. Presidents don't talk about that. Presidents talk about politics. So I don't know where you've been in your heart. I don't talk about it much, but I think the remnant of you I can talk to you because you're supposed to be more matured Christian. You're here to pray. And you ought to trust me as a pastor. I don't politic from this pulpit, but I know it's important for what I see about to happen that the church is going to need to be revolutionized too. The church has been managed by pastors and different evangelists and the apostle and the prophet, which caused the dynamic changes in the spirit world, has not been respected or has not been known, or it had not been revealed to the average church. You know, I stayed up as a Baptist a long time. You too. I was a Catholic boy also. So we want to do some things in the spirit that will keep God in charge. Donald Trump will not be in charge. No, not God. We won't keep God in charge. God, if you look in the Bible, God used some strange people. People you wouldn't thought he would use. But I just wanted us to be in the prayer meeting. Now, we in a transition here at this church. It seemed that the transition in the United States of America is taking place. And the transition in the church is taking place at the same time. That the church will be able to be over the transition. In other words, we're going to have to be stronger in the anointing to be over anything that come up natural or demonical. And so I want to see to it that we understand, like on last night, you better go back and look at it again, listen to it again. And then I already have the message for Sunday that is going to be life-changing. Your prayer life, your meditation life, your extra life will never be the same no more. I want you to pay attention. It's a transition and a transaction in the spirit that is taking place. You the remnant, you come to prayer, you come to Bible study. You got other people that just don't understand the importance. All the members should be here. This is an important time of prayer. We've been praying about the supernatural, right? Well, that was getting us prepared just for that, the supernatural, that we can keep God in charge, keep the Lord Jesus in charge, keep the Holy Spirit in charge, keep the Word of God in charge. I'm excited because the little attack that we're having by the secular world and by religious people who do not have revelation of God, because you can't love nothing that God don't love. And you can't accept nothing that God does not accept. And when they talk about love, try to victimize you when it comes down to homosexuality, and they're telling you you're not loving people, you got to love everybody. No, you don't supposed to love nobody higher than you love God. So when God says something is not right, if it's wrong, I got to go with God. And so you got a lot of psychology, you got a lot of religion, you got a lot of people call themselves Christian, all caught up because they don't have no insight on this. So what we're doing here tonight is pressing in the spirit. That pulpits all over the world will catch on. Many not. Many Christians not going to catch on. Because we hold on to traditional value too much, and the Spirit cannot give us change. Let me give you a few things. You might want to take a few notes. We're going to start praying out of study I'm doing on leadership that conquers. And I want to give you a few things to look at that might help you to know the difference in just saying you're a church, or just saying you're a church member. The difference between a manager and a leader. The difference between a manager and a leader. I'm going to give you a 4 or 5. If you tell me to go further, I'll go further. You can sit down. A manager, he's a copy. A leader, he or she is original. A manager, he noticed the small detail. A leader, he focused on the global picture. You see the difference? A manager, it could be a pastor, he accepts the status quo. A leader, he defines the status quo. You see the difference? A manager, he imitates. A leader, he is creative. Now, see, y'all can hear this church. Y'all can hear this church anything. In these two different. You can hear this church. How we deal here. How we function here. A manager, he lacks initiative. A leader, he is innovative. It's something. A manager, he used manipulation to lead. A leader, he directs by influence and inspiration. He's really leading. See what I'm saying? Otherwise, he's not going to ask you to do something he's not going to do. Yes, what's real dangerous. We're going to pray. Yes, what's real dangerous. A manager, others motivate him. A leader, he's self-motivated. Now, this one is very important to me. I think this is what this apostolic ministry is doing. In a manager, he supervises and keeps people around. Mm-hmm. But in a leader, he's innovative and know how to help people reach their potential. See, he don't keep people locked into him. He let people, everybody got a gift. Sitting, all y'all got a gift. All y'all got a potentials. And everybody sitting here got an assignment from God. The assignment not just up here. Every one of you born has an assignment from God. And a real leader want to train you to pull that assignment out of you. You see what I'm saying? See, a lot of times people think you try to hold them back because everybody not up here preaching. Point said they're a preacher. Everybody up here. You can't do that. You can't do that. They got to prove themselves. They got to sit long enough to prove themselves. They got to serve long enough to prove themselves. They got to sweep the floor. You don't start off preaching, you start off sweeping. Serving somebody else, you know what I'm saying? A manager focuses on the system. A leader focuses on the people. See, I don't come here focusing on no system. I come here listening to the Spirit to focus on the people. What does say the Lord that can increase that person's potential to function in the Spirit? Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this one here, this one, you're going to rock all of us. And it's so true. A manager, he is traditional. A leader, he's always willing to grow. Yeah, so you locate yourself while I'm saying this stuff. You traditional, you're willing to grow. See what I'm saying? And the church is always growing. So yeah, that's some tradition I lack. But some of it got to be cut down. Because it's blocking me from going on where God wants me to go. A manager, his attitude changes according to the circumstances. A leader, he has a positive, stable attitude. I'm going to give you a few more. A manager, watch this. He's afraid to reproduce himself in others because he won't keep it all by himself. You see what I'm saying? You see somebody annoying, you say, shut down. But a real leader has the heart of a mentor and a father. See, I see myself as your own father. When I'm praying and I'm studying, ooh, I feel a Holy Ghost. Ooh, I feel a Holy Ghost. See, I want what in you to come out. See, the average person, I know this prayer meeting, the average person do not know their potential. When I stand up here, I'm dealing with your potential. I'm trying to draw out you what God has put in you because you are unique. Not a one of y'all just alike. That's unique gifts in every person on the sound of my voice. And a leader will pull it out of you. I remember I told John, I said, John, you preach? He said, huh? I told him, you know, we've been talking, been around. I said, John, yes, sir. But he was shocked. I knew he was shocked. I saw it all on his face. But it didn't make me change my mind. See, I'm going to give you this one. I might have given you this one. A manager, he is afraid to reproduce himself in others. A manager. But a leader, he has the heart of a mentor and a father. That's what he want to do. Reproduce himself in others. Manager, he observes how things are done. A leader, he works to make things happen. Here's another thing a manager do. He works independently. But a real leader works as a team. A manager, he guards his position. A leader, he trains others to replace him. It's a big difference, man. So I just wanted to give that to you. Stand on your feet. Whoever supposed to lead prayer, get ready to lead. Hallelujah. Some of y'all come to the altar. We're going to pray for the president, President Trump, and that his team be triumphant in making America great again. Now, I know some of y'all listening online. I know some of y'all is Democratic to death. And I was just like it. But I'm so glad I'm free. Yes, to see what God is doing in a certain situation and not tie myself down in politics. Okay? Be free. Don't be black. Be free. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking to you as your father. Don't be black. Be free. I want all y'all to be free. Don't let tradition, denomination, or nothing hold you from revelation. Revelation is your highest form of life. What I said? Revelation overruled all tradition, all religion, all colors, and everything else. It revelation. And the Father cannot reveal something to you if you turn the veil off. Because this is what you believe should be. All right? So tradition and religion has to be dealt with by revelation. So you can go free. We need to be free. We don't need to be held by no worldly tradition or worldly value. We need to listen to the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all are willing to pray for President Trump? Let me see who hand that up. It's because we're going to pray for you first. We'll get you set free. Online. I got hands online? All right. Y'all trust Apostle?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. Okay. All right. Lift your hand. Let's pray. Father, we begin this prayer meeting. First of all, we've had an election. And we got a new president, vice president. We now pray for Donald Trump, that you would give him wisdom, knowledge, protection. They tried to kill him twice. I know you perfected him because he's supposed to be dead now. But I'm so thankful tonight that he's still alive. And I know he's not perfect. I'm not perfect either. And nobody up praying with me perfect. But we want to yield to your spirit that America can be changed. First of all, the church be changed. Then America can be changed and people can have lives where they can live and enjoy life. So we thank you for the supernatural. We thank you as we start praying about the supernatural atmosphere, supernatural love, and all those form of supernatural will open up in this prayer meeting. We thank you as we pray in the spirit, you will tell us exactly how to pray. We'll give you the glory. Thank you for the talk we've had tonight. Lord, just keep talking to us, Lord. I feel freedom. The enemy have had his hand on the United States so long, politicking and doing all kind of stuff, and I see you driving them out right now. And so we lift it up in prayer. Everything that's going to bring glory to you, this church and this membership, is in agreement with what bring glory to you. Whatever lifts you up, whatever make you look good, whatever let you flow, we're going to let it flow. We thank you for it and we praise you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, who that lead prayer?